Good morning. Good morning. Is it a good morning?
It is.
So far, it is for Maggie. Would you like a good morning? Do you sometimes wake up convinced it isn't a good morning? Welcome. Welcome. It's really lovely to see some people I know and some I've never seen here and some I don't know. So whatever it is you want, do you know what you want this weekend? Do you know what brought you here? Whatever it is, just take a moment now to maybe listen and find out what it is. Maybe you just came because, you know, you saw there was something happening and you signed up. But take a moment now just to find out what brings you here this morning. Why would you dedicate a June weekend to sitting in a school hall? Right? What brings you here as you listen to yourself? What do you want? And let the words come, let them bubble up. Find out what's current for you, whether it's for refuge. We can practice for refuge, a refuge from the floods and the storm of the inner and the outer. At times, it seems like that. We can practice because we love waking up to truths that we haven't seen yet about ourselves and reality. We might be practicing for sanctuary. We might be practicing because we're curious. We might be practicing because we're suffering. We might be practicing because there's a burning fire of love, of truth. And all are welcome. All are welcome. You might be practicing and you don't know why you're practicing. That's welcome too, but keep listening. I'm not really sure. My friend brought me along. I'm not suffering or want the truth. Right? Listen, keep listening to you to find out something brings you here. And practice, Dharma practice, teachings, wisdom, traditions point to freedom. A liberation from the entangling quality of our inner and outer, well, I should say actually the entangling quality of our relationship with the inner and outer life. Any of you know that part? Any of you not know entanglement? Entangled with thoughts, with feelings, with sensations, with body, with mind, with you, with me, with the world, with people on the tube. Really entangled. Because we live in Devon, and even though I grew up in London, I was on the tube, I always feel like a tourist. So last night, I have that fresh mind of a tourist. I'm not like, oh, it's a tube. I have the tourist's eyes. And it's very intimate on the tube, isn't it? Really kind of entangled on the bodily level. It was at 5 o'clock anyway yesterday in Oxford Circus. And this dear girl jumps in, young woman jumps in. And, you know, I'm here and she's there and the train starts jiggling. She doesn't have anywhere to hold. She lands in my chest. And she's, oh, sorry. This way that we try and manage the world, right? I'll speak more about the tube. It made a big impression on me. But how is it to be a human being in the world? Because liberation isn't for outside of this world. It's not for outside the tube. It's for on the tube. What does it mean to be free there, to be yourself? To be there, to have your feet on the ground, your heart here as a human being, which is a creature that is a sensitive, empathic one. But we just get that a little bit confused and muddled and closed down, right, with our conditioning and the pain we've endured. And our bright mind. What is it to have that freed up to be able to live in the world? So this weekend is dedicated to freedom from entanglement. And the Buddha, as one of our great teachers in the human story, one of our great guides, has a great map for how to retrieve, in a way, how to land back in our natural unentangledness for our welfare and for the welfare of the girl who lands on you in the tube. The welfare of all. So I'm really delighted to be here. This is the first time Brad and I have done this in London. We teach together regularly in Guy House in Devon, Qigong and meditation retreat for the last 10 years, maybe?
Maybe
10 years, every usually in the autumn. I know some of you have been there for that. And we've limited the group size, so we have a little more physical space, even though freedom in the end is going to be freedom when they're right there, right? But sometimes it's helpful to practice with a little bit more space, right? So we'll be saying more. We'll be using practices of sitting meditation, Qigong, a little bit of inquiry together, and some teachings. But I'll say more in due course. So, hand you to my friend.
I can't really say good morning without... I'm trying to follow on from where Catherine was going. Good morning. But welcome, everybody. Welcome to opportunity to really practice for this weekend, this extraordinary opportunity of being human. You know, what is it to be human? So we've got a chance to really practice and explore and maybe even play with this gift of this life, of this birth, in this form. Hi, welcome, hello. And Catherine was talking about her experience on the tube and that sense of how we are impacted by the world, outer world, inner world. And you use the word impressed, how the world impresses on us, how the inner world impresses on us. And how available are we for this? And in a way, how fresh can we be to know this impact of inner world, outer world, and the meeting, inner world, outer world. The arising, inner world, outer world. How fresh, how innocent, how open, how interested. How much courage it actually takes to really know this experience. Not as a way of trying to get anything right. We're not practicing to get it right, we're practicing to get it real. Yeah? To really know what this experience is in the simplicity of just this. So right now, this is sitting here. Knowing that in oneself, in body, in one's heart, one's mind. So I'm looking forward to practicing with us all over these days and just exploring this in this kind of attitude of curiosity and taking the pressure out of trying to get anywhere. Just exploring openly so that we can really know how this is right now. It could be simple as tired. could be as simple as I feel my bum on the seat. Could be as simple as, well, my heart's beating strongly as I hear the tractor. Could be as simple as, well, I'm still recovering from the effect of the alarm as it buzzes through my system. Or I've realized actually I'm still in the being pissed off at the fact that the alarm actually went off. I'm still there, just knowingness. And having the presence of body, heart, mind to actually let that be as it is. Returning back to the simplicity of this moment as it is. And then with the Qigong practice, particularly this morning it will be more of a physical practice to really help us connect with body and to loosen up body, but also loosen up heart and mind, so it will be quite playful. So we'll start from a very physical orientation to the Qigong, and then we'll just see where we go. We've got a rough idea of this weekend, and we don't know. We really don't know where this is going to go. And our intention is to really be responsive to what's here. We'll see. We all don't know, do we really? You may have read the blurb, or may have been here 100 times, but we really don't know what's going to happen. And sitting at that gateway or that doorway of not knowing, anything is possible. And it's a very vulnerable place, because we haven't nailed it down into a particular, this is how it's going to be. So there we have the courage to enter into this moment and not really knowing what will happen. And that might be scary, it might be exciting, but to know, how is that? Might be confusing. So knowing how that is, that possibility of entering into this moment open, fresh. So, we've got another person arriving, yeah. Okay, we'll see some more. Okay. So this will also be a dance between Catherine and I. That's I don't know if it'll quite meet the standard of Strictly.
Hope not.
But it's a play as well between us, just to see where this is going and how we want to craft it. So I'll hand you back to Catherine.
I'd like to know who's here a little bit. Would you be willing to raise your hand if you've never been to London Insight before? If you're completely new. Okay, all right, quite a good number. That's about 8 or 9, 10 of you, I'd say. Okay. Raise your hand again or separately if you're completely new to Insight Meditation. Okay. Yeah. Or feel newish. Let's do it again. Completely new or newish to Insight Meditation. Okay, great. Welcome. Anyone done Qigong before? Okay, great. Anyone done Qigong with Brad before? Great. Okay. And anyone completely new to meditation at all, any type of meditation? Interesting. So yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, these days? I mean, we're old enough to remember when you said the word meditation and people went, oh. It's really, really, really normal, isn't it? It's really, really normal. It's great. Okay. So for those of you who couldn't see, nobody put their raised their hand for having done no meditation whatsoever. So the theme of this weekend is body, heart and mind, or belly, head and heart. How did we word it? Who read it?
It was called Insight, Meditation and Qigong.
Yeah, and then it said something about
body, heart and mind.
Body, heart and mind. Insight, Meditation and Qigong, body, heart and mind. The reason I ask is because it can be worded a number of ways. So we'll be moving between the forms of Insight, Meditation and Qigong, and they come from different traditions, and we'll probably say a little bit about that over the couple of days. But we have found they complement each other very well and work to this same love of freedom, actually. The freedom to be who and where we are, and for this mind to relax, for us to take our place, really take our place. Body, heart and mind, we will be offering teachings that orient to those three particular areas. And hopefully by the end of the weekend, we'll look at the whole of that together. So just very broadly, body. These are the things we see on the tube, right? That's the bit that stands out, isn't it? Very often. That's the bit that stands out first with each other. Age, height, gender, colour, race, hair, appearance. That's the bit that we see most and often relate to as the primary appearance. And this is really from a Dharma freedom perspective, the kind of the appearance, simply the appearance, who and what we are. Yes, that's important, it has its place, we take care, but where we're pointing is something that is much, much broader, deeper, wider, fuller than this. Heart. The heart area, sometimes thought of as locating here, that in us which feels, which is, relates to things. How do I feel about something? How do I feel about coming here today? Body comes, right? My ache, body sort of shows up, and then there's this, okay, so how is it in here? What are they like? Are they all right? Are they not all right? Are they strange? Are they my type? Are they not my type? Right? So, and the feeling that goes with that. The kind of perceptual feeling. Feeling it out. And this marvellous head, which many of us sometimes wish wasn't so marvellous. Right? The thinking apparatus that can name and point and say that's a mat and that's a wall and that's Brad and have all kinds of views and opinions about all kinds of things. And of course these three areas work together, but we look at them discreetly to try to really get a handle on them and also to use them for practice in what they can offer us, what they can really offer. What can this body offer us for practice of liberation when we're not relating to it only through, well, it's a bit, I don't like that bit of it, or wish that bit was different, or this bit doesn't work very well anymore. Any of you got any of those parts? Yeah? Right? Or, you know, all the kind of pain and judgment and things we can load on bodies. What can it offer us when we come into a complete different relationship? And that's where we'll be going this morning. That's from the inside. This body as a vehicle rather than is it good enough or is it not good enough? And then the world opens up for us. So that's where we're going to start this morning. Let's move just for 5-10 minutes. Brad will guide us, and then I'll guide us into our first sitting together. Okay, let's go.